Blog Talk Radio.
Goddess Nibiru with you again. So good to be here again and talking about the soul journey this evening. Tonight we're going to take a look at the soul and the journey we take through space-time as divine entities having a physical realm experience. It is a tedious and sometimes difficult journey. Yet we all have chosen to come here and participate in this wondrous creation, a collective co-creation. We are all participants, no matter how much we think we're sitting on the sidelines and watching things happen. Because guess what? That's a choice as well. Now, tonight I'd like to read some information to you. It's from the site Personality and Spirituality. There's a link to it within the show description. When the show is over and the archive goes up, I'll put a link in the comments section so that you can check into it more. This site, Personality and Spirituality, has an article entitled Reincarnation in the 35 Steps of Soul Evolution. The information was given to a group of spiritual seekers who channeled an evolved entity called Michael. I'm not going to go into that because that information is on the website, and it's a very fascinating story. But before I begin reading from this article, I'd like to mention that in my humble opinion, reincarnation is a cycle of the soul, just as the Earth, Moon, Sun, Galaxy, and Universe have cycles. Our Mother Gaia has a cycle called precession. And as I discussed on the first show, December 21st, I'll just briefly describe that again. The Earth's precessional cycle of the equinox is the observed phenomenon whereby the signs of the zodiac rising on the dawn of the vernal equinox or the equinoctial point move backward or precess through the constellations of the zodiac. The general precession is said to be the sum of the lunisolar, which is the combined gravitational effects of the sun and moon, and the planetary components acting on the Earth's equatorial bulge, which causes the Earth's polar axis to wobble clockwise in a slow circle or precess, like the motion of a spinning top. And to an observer on Earth, the point of equinox change is at about 1 degree every 71 and a half years. And at that rate, the entire precession cycle time required to traverse all 12 constellations of the zodiac is about 26,000 years. And each 26,000-year leg makes a cross in the horizon from the observer's perspective. And those four crosses complete a larger cycle of 104,000 years. And those of you who are on the December 21st show know that we are at the end of that fourth way. We have completed 104,000 years. In addition to the fact that we are aligned dead center with our galaxy. And I just like to say that, you know, if our Earth and universe have cycles, then why would we be any different? So one could argue or not about whether reincarnation is an actuality. But if you use your common sense, everything in the universe is cyclic. So why wouldn't our souls be the same way? So I'm going to start reading from this article. I think you'll find it very fascinating. Again, it's called Reincarnation and the 35 Steps of Soul Evolution. According to many spiritual leaders, all human beings are, in reality, spiritual beings on a human journey. We reincarnate as human beings in order to evolve as souls. Our ultimate aim is to become fully conscious and capable as unique individual expressions of all that is. It is a long journey, but that's okay because the soul is eternal. Soul evolution. The soul's journey is really a process of evolving. This means growing in consciousness, steadily progressing through different levels or stages of consciousness. How do we grow in consciousness? Through taking on challenging experiences in physical form. These cause us to make important soul-searching choices and call upon us to discover our inner resources. But why in physical form? Why would a perfectly happy spiritual being decide to inhabit the physical realm with all of its limitations and difficulties? It is precisely so that we can experience the state of what feels like total separation from others and from the rest of reality. Only by going into this physically separated human form can we know ourselves as beings in our own right and not just as, well, undifferentiated blobs of energy. Being physical throws our experiences and choices into extremely sharp relief in a way that is not possible otherwise. This is how we learn who we are and how to become all that we are. In other words, choice and the ramifications of choice provide the essential lessons of life. In a very real sense, you choose to be here in order to make choices. And that is a quote, one of the messages from this evolved entity, Michael. Now, the 35 steps. We are here to know ourselves and be all we can be, step by step. And according to the teachings of the entity known as Michael, there are 35 steps to the reincarnational process. The body and personality you have now are merely the vehicles you have chosen for this latest step in your journey. But why 35 steps? Why not 36 steps or 10 or 100? It is simply because, according to Michael, we go through five major stages of evolution through reincarnation. And within each stage, there are seven increments or levels to be completed. Yes, it is rather like a computer game. 5 times 7 equals 35. Stage one is the infant soul. And you go through first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth, and seventh level. And once you complete the seven levels of the infant soul, you move into the baby soul. And you complete the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th stage. And move into the young soul. And that is 15 through 21. And then you move into the mature soul, which is 22 through 28. And your final stage would be the old soul from 29 to 35. Each single step requires a whole lifetime to complete. In fact, each step usually requires more than one lifetime. Typically, the entire journey of 35 steps takes well over 100 lifetimes. So let's look at the journey in more detail. We'll start with the five major stages of soul evolution through reincarnation. The five stages. The Michael teachings describe a sequence of five cycles or stages of soul evolution. They are named after the stages of human development. The infant soul, the baby soul, the young soul, the mature soul, and the old soul. Each of these five corresponds to a specific level of development and capability and self-awareness within the individual soul. Each stage is also characterized by a different learning focus that is more subtle than the previous ones. Incidentally, the same pattern of soul evolution has been identified by the hypnotherapist Michael Newton. His groundbreaking research was published in the best-selling book, Journey of Souls, Case Studies of Life Between Lives, by Llewellyn Press, published in 1994. The books by Newton and his students draw up thousands of transcripts of people who, under hypnotic regression, have re-experienced being between lives. From the higher perspective of their soul, they are able to explain what happens after each death and before each birth. This includes information about the levels of consciousness through which reincarnating souls evolve. What Newton and others have discovered is that souls between lives exist in light form, and that each soul emanates a particular color of the spectrum which indicates its current level of consciousness. The spectrum begins at white, but then goes through red, yellow, green, blue, to deep purple and violet, from low frequency to high frequency. The least evolved souls, the newbies, have a pinkish hue. The oldest souls, those nearing the end of the whole life reincarnation cycle, have a bluish hue. And I'd like to mention here that I find this very interesting because my twin flame has been telling me that he has been seeing a bluish hue swirling around his head that has been happening actually all of his life. And it's interesting that it corresponds with the hue of the old soul because I do believe he is an old soul. So to continue, although the spectrum is a continuum, Dr. Newton has found that it can be divided into five distinct stages or levels of evolvement, from level 1 to level 5, and these can be mapped out onto the five stages given in the Michael teachings, from the infant soul to the old soul. So, for example, souls in the middle of the third stage of reincarnation are referred to as young souls in the Michael teachings, and they are at what Newton would call level 3, and they would have a yellowish or golden hue. The stages of reincarnation or soul age can also be likened to the stages of metamorphosis we see in nature, such as an egg, caterpillar, chrysalis, butterfly. In reincarnation, though, what changes is not the physical form, but the mold of consciousness, especially the form of self-awareness, and as a result, the way of relating to others. And this is where the personality gets tied in. The site continues on to describe the different stages and the personality traits that go along with those stages. And for those of you who may, you know, want to delve into this further, as I said, I will be providing a link to this site. And I suggest that those of you who are interested in reincarnation really check this site out. It's incredible. It's chock full of information. I'd also like to mention that, you know, in addition to us as human beings having stages of evolution, you know, our earth also. And our earth has a subtle grid of mind and vortexes, also known as its dragon body or spirit body. And it's comprised of five interlocking subgrids, each of which have the shape of one of the five Pythagorean solids, the geometric forms of the five elements. I find it interesting that that number five, because there's also five stages of soul evolution. The primal dragon is the composite of the five elements of matter, which are ether, air, fire, water, and earth. The dragon body, a subtle grid of the earth, is composed of these five elements as five interlocking subgrids. The interlocking subgrids of the five elements take the form of what is called the five Pythagorean solids: the cube, icosahedron, tetrahedron, octahedron, and dodecahedron. The subgrid of the earth elemental surrounds the earth in the form of a huge cube. The subgrid of the water element surrounds the earth in the shape of a huge icosahedron. The subgrid of the fire element covers the globe as a colossal tetrahedron. The subgrid of the air element covers the planet as a gigantic octahedron. And the subgrid of ether sheaths the earth in a mammoth dodecahedron. And when you put all of these geometrical forms one on top of the other, what you end up with are what they call power points, dragon lairs, ley lines, they're also referred to. And as many of you know, a lot of the ancients have used these power spots to raise vibration, participate in different rituals. There's pyramids built on them. Stonehenge is built on one. Machu Picchu is built on one. And these are all referring to the spirit, the dragon body or spirit body of our own Mother Earth. So in that sense, it's all tied in. We have a cycle. The earth has a cycle. The sun has a cycle. The universe has a cycle. The galaxy has a cycle. And going back to our 104,000 year point, this is a very, very, very awesome time period. And many of us have chosen to come back during this time. Because this is the age of the phoenix, where the era of truth will come in and rise like the phoenix. Having arrived at the end of this major cycle, we can now expect to experience a grand phase of destruction and transformation, of destruction in order to rebuild and reorganize at a higher level. Such destructive periods are not new to this planet. There have been many, many numerous minor cycles have come and gone during the 104,000-year major cycle. So here we are. Here we are at the end. And many of us have chosen to participate in this, to raise the vibration, to raise people's spirits and usher in this era of truth. So, I hope you guys have your headphones ready, because we're going to go into the pineal gland activation for the the rest of the show. I would like to suggest that everyone relax, open their hearts and minds, and hold Gaia in your heart as you listen to this activation. My beloved, I want you to take a deep breath in on four, 1, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4, and just relax, let your head tone down, and take another deep breath in, and deep breath out. And thank our Mother Gaia, our Sister Moon, and our Father Sun for their blessings. Now I would like to thank everyone who is listening for joining me this week. I'm going to discuss in further detail the aspects of the Earth precession and the implications of the 104,000-year grand cycle. I thank everyone for joining me tonight, and enjoy the rest of your evening and weekend. Peace, beloveds.